Hello, Niamh Cooper here, Surrey Storm player. As we all know, COVID-19 or coronavirus is here. I would just like to remind our fans, players, coaches and volunteers of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and others. When not playing netball, I work as a doctor in an A&E department in Belfast, and we know now that those who are older and those who have chronic medical conditions are more at risk from this serious virus. We can help vulnerable members of society through our own actions, and I encourage us to do this. We need to slow the spread of this virus to allow our NHS staff to cope with the vulnerable patients that will need to attend for support. Most young and fit individuals will have a mild flu-like illness for several days and recover well. However, we need to work selflessly and together and as a team and community to limit the spread to our loved ones. Some things we can do are really simple. Wash your hands. Do this for a minimum of 20 seconds and as regularly as possible. Avoid touching your face with unclean hands and avoid hugging or shaking hands with others where possible. If you do have to go out and about, keep 2 metre distance from others. And if you cough or sneeze, do it into the crease of your elbow or into a tissue and make sure to dispose of this into the bin. Work from home if possible. And for now, limit nights out and big nights in. It's really important that we comply with social distancing to try and allow the NHS to cope with the patients that are contracting this virus. If you do have symptoms, stay at home and self-isolate. The ability to combat this is in our hands. But for now, stay safe. We're in this as a team, and I hope to be back on court with you all, feeling fit and well, very soon. All the best.
It's a Surrey Storm podcast with Player Lair. We just heard from Niamh there with some important advice, and the whole Storm family will be really proud of the work she's doing at the minute.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, many of us will have stories of friends and family that are, you know, they're still working in these sort of support mechanisms, whether it's the NHS or the other sort of blue light roles, or even, you know, I've seen some great stories of, you know, staff that are working in supermarkets or postmen and postwomen. And I think that, you know, what she's doing is fantastic. And I think that, as far as I'm aware, you know, almost as soon as this got serious, that was it. She was willing to get straight back to Ireland and really make a difference. And I think that the girls are incredibly proud of having someone within our ranks who's, you know, not just an elite level sports person, but an elite level sort of human being, really. You know, the job that she does is fantastic. And I think these girls that do this again, it's another example of some fantastic role models. I say it quite a lot about netball, but I've got a young daughter who's nearly 8 years old, and I love the fact that she loves Storm and is really learning about netball, because these girls are just brilliant role models. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more, really, for a young person to look up to. And again, Niamh's a great example of that. You know, managing really two really high stress, high impact roles, really, and doing them fantastically.
We know Thunder are in the same situation as well. Then is this maybe Storm being another part of a group of teams that are looking to do something similar?
I can't talk for the other teams, but I would imagine that most, if not all, will be currently reviewing what their staff can do, their players and coaches can do, and will be. I'd imagine that many, you see many more being furloughed over the next coming weeks or days, because, you know, we're in the same boat on this. You know, we all want to come back stronger after this and have finances to do that, and as well as wanting to support our athletes. And again, this government retention scheme really is the lifeline for a lot of clubs and organisations, you know, and certainly if it still allows you to pay your staff and players the full salary that you contracted them to, I think that's it's a fantastic thing. So yeah, I'm pretty certain you'll see more clubs, teams doing this over the coming days and weeks.
We know that when the Super League's back, Storm fans will be back. Can I put on record that we need to get Storm the Stag back after his reappearance for Sport Relief?
Yeah, you know what? I still, obviously, like myself, Andy, you've been around the Storm franchise for a long time, and you remember those, perhaps the early days, you know, and Storm was
version
Storm
1.
Yeah, Storm was an integral part of that. You know, Storm and for those that remember the Storm Troopers as well, the dance troupe that we had, that was those first couple of years were fantastic with those guys. And it really meant that we had our sort of, not just on court, you know, and bear in mind, we had some fantastic players in those first few years that come and played for us that, you know, some will forget that, you know, we had Sonia McComa and Jimmy Mento, you know, in that first season, along with many others that people remember, you know, Rachel Dunns and Tamsin Greenways and Pam Cookies. that were international level players, and it was fantastic. But yeah, he was an integral part. It was an integral part, should I say. And we decided to sort of give him some rest at some point for a few years, and he went away. And he's made the odd few appearances in the last year. And I think there certainly seemed to be a growing interest for him to return. And I speak to many of the young people and families in there, and actually he's one of the major reasons a lot of these young people like coming to watch the games. And I know that Storm has a cult following as well, so I'm sure that Storm the Stag will be making further appearances throughout the next few years.
I can't wait for his Twitter to be active once again.
Yeah. I know. I think there's a few people, Andy, I want to discuss that with, who used to perhaps be in our marketing team that perhaps had a great vision for that. The likes of Matty Burton and Chris Whitehead had some great fun in those early days around.
Oh,
that.
We're going to get them on. We're going to get them on.
Yeah. I have a WhatsApp group which is called Franchise Life, and it's me, Matt, and Chris. And we regularly have little. Reminders of the things gone past or things that are up and coming, and those two boys, although that neither of them are with Surrey Storm anymore, they both have a great affinity to this franchise, and they both follow it intently. I get regular messages sort of congratulating us and how we've got on, or your comments about things, or and they'll it's that sort of you can tell the boys out of Storm, but you can't tell the Storm out of the boys, I think. Yeah. With those two, so yeah, I'm sure that if you get them on at some point, Andy, in this period of time, they'll tell you some fantastic stories over the last from what's happened over the last 10 years of them.
We know for a certain that when we get through the other side of this, those Storm fans are still going to be there.
Yep, that is. They definitely will. I think that. Say it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. We won the Super League 2 years in a row. It was fantastic times, and I think that we then had obviously had some difficult years since. Losing that sort of core of players who were not just and coaches that weren't just fantastic on court, but we're brilliant off court, and they still continue to be for the game of netball, our other clubs, losing it was a real challenge, and a real challenge to our identity. And I'll tell you a story about that, actually, Andy. I'm not sure if I've ever said this to anyone before, but that period after winning and the announcement that some of the players were moving on to a different club, it was really difficult because we had a head coach, a franchise director in Tamsin that did everything, and she was just out of this world, really. And suddenly we were sort of left to deal with stuff on our own. And I went and tried to speak to every player, and pretty much all of them gave me the time of day to have a discussion and explain their reasons for leaving and stuff. But and there was lots of players who just weren't sure what they were going to do. And when I spoke to Mickey, she didn't even hesitate. She said, yeah, sign me up, I'm in, whatever it is, let's do this. And at one point, we must have been, I don't know, must have been a week or so out for the beginning of the season. And I remember calling up Emily Nemeth and saying to her, Emily, I've got no coach, I've got no players except for Mickey, so what are we going to do? And I think that was a testament, again, those two ladies who have been, fantastic for the club, and I'll never forget that. And it was actually early on in those discussions when Mickey signed on that she must have only been, she must have been, I don't know, 22. She must have only just finished university, I think. And I said to her, like, what's the future? What do you want to do? And she talked about wanting to coach then, and obviously highlighted that it was a good few years away. And I think almost every year after that, I said to her, so what's going on with the coaching? What's your ambition? And I think that's why when the opportunity came, I think that for me it was a no-brainer. It was certainly easy for me, and it was. And again, I'm not sure how much Mickey said in previous podcasts, but it was me that chased it down. I tried to convince her. I thought that it was. We'd looked at a few options and some lovely people, great people that we interviewed and discussed this with, but I just felt that it was always important to me having someone who would challenge the status quo. It was always important that we had someone who was, passionate, because that's what we had with, we had the first couple of years, we had Mary Beardmore, who was just a fantastic, experienced coach. And then we had Tamsin, and, you know, and Tamsin was just a, you know, she would challenge the status quo. She would push players. She was, it was almost, at the time, like nothing else had been like that in netball. And I saw that in Mickey, and that's what I wanted. I wanted someone to really challenge the status quo and really want us to be, the best, wanted herself to be better and the individual players to be better, you know, to have a almost a no compromise attitude, you know, and that keeps everyone on their toes, not just the players, but the management and the staff, you know, that keeps the commercial guys on their toes, you know, it keeps the marketing people on their toes. And I thought it was really vital. And I, you know, and I pretty much sort of went to her and said, look, I know it's probably too early still, but you know, I think you're the person and we could do this. And I'm so grateful that she accepted, because I think
Yeah.
that, as everyone will see, you know, that she is, she does bleed blue, you know. And I think that she'll forever go down as, you know, as a Storm legend, really, for this period of time, both on the court and off the court, with her sort of sheer determination. So, and Emily's the same. Emily had been away out of the country for a number of years, and has followed us. And when she'd come back, she's always on a personal level offered me sort of advice and sort of counsel. And again, she's been fantastic for us, really. And I'll forever be grateful for the amount of work that she puts in, and most of it, again, unseen hours, really, that she's, the conversations she's had with people, and the sort of the advice that she's given me personally, and always been honest, you know, honest to a T, really. Emily has been as well, so we're very fortunate, and I think that shines through in terms of the fans. You know, those fans stuck around after those two fantastic years, and they've never really gone away, and they've always been really encouraging. And you know, whether it was Tanya and the girls, you know, working hard, or whether it was now Mickey and this sort of new phase of players, this new breed of young players coming through as well, which is also exciting. We're so very fortunate. These fans are absolutely superb at Storm. Always grateful for what they bring to the table, both on match days and outside of match days. You know, how they support us.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.